There are two ways to enjoy holiday music this season. You can listen to it or you can make it. In Seattle, 1,000 people are expected to join the chorus in a Messiah sing-along, a tradition that swept the country and the world, in fact, over the past 3 decades. From member station KUOW in Seattle, Kathy Ducham reports.
There are only a handful of songs that Americans stand up for, among them the national anthem, Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and the Hallelujah Chorus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Audience participation in Handel's Messiah has its roots in England with King George II. In 1743, the king reportedly rose to his feet during the Hallelujah Chorus. Today, more than 250 years later, the Messiah sing-along has become a holiday tradition in cities across the world. Seattle conductor Louis Mager leads a legion of amateur singers through the oratorio.
Once a friend of mine who's a conductor came to a performance and he'd never been to a sing-along, and he said, you know, it's very odd. He said, the man, young man next to me was singing fully a measure behind your beat. Said, and having the time of his life.
While many sing-along participants put expression before accuracy, Mager puts more emphasis on preparation. He's got a 100-member choir, considered the anchor team for Seattle's Messiah sing-along, and Mager needs it. Unlike other cities, in Seattle, participants sing Messiah in its entirety, 20 choruses over 3.5 hours.
From the beginning, please. Slightly faster than it should go.
Mager's so-called Hooked on Handel Choir is immersed in Messiah through 6 weeks of rehearsals. No other city offers novice singers the option of practicing with a conductor. Teenage daughter in tow, soprano Cynthia Smith drives through rush hour traffic to get to the rehearsals from her home in the suburbs. But she says it's not a hassle.
It's one more excuse to come and sing. Because I sing in my car, I sing in the shower, I sing at work, I sing all over the place. And so this is one more place to come and sing during the week, which is a great stress reliever for me.
This is Smith's first Messiah sing-along. For 16-year-old Nicholas Weber, it's number 3. It's also a family affair. The bass singer's mother and father also sing in the choir. Weber says the music expresses the true meaning of Christmas.
It's just this flowing story, and not only is the music beautiful, but the words are beautiful. And just the opportunity to come and sing it with a large group is very exciting and a lot of fun also.
Conductor Louis Mager has been leading Messiah sing-alongs for 20 years. What keeps him going is the transformation he sees in the audience, from a group of anxious individuals to a community united through music.
By the Amen chorus, it sounds great. Everybody's watching, those people who are still there, because it comes late in the evening. So by that time, it has a real feeling of exactly what Messiah should do, which is enrich their lives and feed their souls.
For NPR News, I'm Kathy Ducham in Seattle.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.